Have you, as a marketer, ever hit your goals and then you look over at sales and you realize they're nowhere close to theirs? And despite hitting your goals, you got in trouble for it. If you've been in marketing for any length of time, I can guarantee this has happened to you at least once, probably every year. So what do we do about it? Like, how do you actually solve for that? I would recommend building out an account-based marketing program. Now, if you start to Google account-based marketing, you're going to be hit with about 1,000 different definitions. So today we're going to walk you through exactly what an account-based marketing program looks like so that you can start to implement this in your own business. And then I'll give you a definition at the end that is so simple, even my toddler will understand. By the way, my name is Mason Cosby. I'm the founder of a company called Scrappy ABM. I've generated about $25 million in sourced revenue in the past 3 years using account-based marketing programs. So I promise what we're going to walk through today will work for you. So when you think about the phrase account-based marketing, there are many definitions out there, but over here at Scrappy ABM, we define it as a B2B revenue strategy that aligns marketing, sales, and customer success around a set of shared target accounts that reflect our best customers. I'm gonna be super clear. This is a very long definition, but every component has been added to make it as clear as possible so that it's easier to actually get buy-in and move forward this kind of program. So now we're gonna break each piece down. So for starters, let's break down just account-based marketing. When we think about the idea of an account, that is simply a company, which is why account-based marketing is exclusive to business organizations. The reason it's focused exclusively on B2B is, let's just break down the words themselves of account-based. Most marketing programs today are more contact or lead-based marketing. And again, that works super well in a business-to-consumer environment or a direct-to-consumer environment because we only need to typically convince one person to make a purchase. Whereas in a business-to-business context, there are typically somewhere between 8 and 14 people involved in every purchase decision, and they're on average ranging between 3 different departments. And those 3 different departments all have different priorities, different objectives, and they all actually typically want to go after the same budget to do different things. So in the context of B2B, we've got to get a lot more people bought in. Arguably, we have to get the entire company bought in, which is why account-based marketing is exclusive to a business-to-business context, because we've got to get the whole company, we've got to get the business bought in to move forward with our program or with our product or with our service. Now, when we move into the next component, which is that aligns marketing, sales, and customer success, this is where people often get really tripped up, because ABM stands for account-based marketing. This is where you see all the offshoots of things like account-based experiences, account-based engagement, account-based selling, account-based go-to-market, account-based customer marketing. In our perspective, in our opinion, these are all the same. They're just nuances of the same kinds of programs, which would be just account-based in nature. And the whole goal for us in any account-based program is to determine who we want more of. At the end of the day, our whole goal with any account-based program is to get our marketing team, our sales team, and our customer success team all bought in on who we're going after, so that when we ask them to do things that would help us get more customers or get them to buy more from us, they're already bought in because they're already aligned on the front end. So again, we want to get marketing, sales, and customer success all bought in on our program because that's what drives the greatest results for both the business and the customer. We're not just aligned, but we're aligned on a set of shared target accounts. What this functionally means is that we've built a list of our customers that we want more of. These are future customers, and some of these are even current customers that we want to buy more from us. The reason it's important that we're all aligned on the exact companies that we want to go after is because we want to make sure we create a curated, customized experience for these specific companies from the first time they engage with our brand all the way to inevitably potentially offboarding. So when you can get marketing, sales, and customer success aligned, not just on the program, but on the exact companies we're going to work with, you create the best experience for these customers, which increases their chances of working with you. And if you increase the chances that they will work with you, you already know these are the kinds of customers that stay for years and years and years to come. So it's far easier to not just get customers, but to keep customers that are healthy and happy when you're intentional on who you go after in the first place, which is why it's important that we all use the same list for our ABM programs. The last component of our definition is something we recently added, which is that reflect your best customers. We have seen marketing, sales, and customer success teams all align around a set of shared target accounts, but these accounts were not even remotely viable customers for them. It's companies like Apple and Netflix and Microsoft that I think we would all love to work with. But if we've historically only worked with small companies, and then we go after the S&P 500 companies that are the 500 largest companies in the US, it's not realistic. So the goal of an ABM program is to go after the best customers that we could realistically serve. I define best as incredibly happy and highly profitable. If they are those two things, then they're objectively going to be the best customers for us to continue to work with. So we've already factored in a lot of the happiness and product utilization metrics from our customer success teams. But this is where I also like to rope in finance and to ask finance, who are our most profitable customers? When you look through this lens of incredibly happy and highly profitable, and you make that the basis for your criteria, you will build a list of best customers that will sustainably grow the business long-term because it's based in those that you've had historical success with. So again, as you build your list, as you look at your list, if you look at these companies and you have a deep sense of conviction that their lives will become significantly better after working with you, you likely shouldn't add them to your account-based marketing list. But if you look at these companies and you say, I know factually that when they work with us, their lives will get better, they absolutely need to be on your list and they should be the main kinds of companies that you go after because again, it will sustainably grow your company and it will make their lives even better. So that is how we think about defining account-based marketing. So now that we've broken down the definition, you're probably still thinking, I'm a marketer, how does this help me solve that problem where I hit my goals but sales doesn't? And when you actually align on a set of shared target accounts, marketing's job shifts from trying to get so many people, like thousands or tens of thousands of contacts to opt into a form. We shift from that methodology and approach to, I've got tens or hundreds of accounts that I know are important to our business. And then we're in lockstep with sales to get those specific companies to book a meeting with our team. And again, because of the focus and the emphasis on best fit, they book at a higher rate, they move faster through the sales cycle, and they buy more. So it actually allows you to align both on the program and the goals so that both marketing and sales are winning and losing together. So when I think about account-based marketing, it just makes sure we're all on the same page, moving in the right direction. So if you're trying to make sure you get quick buy-in, here's a quick definition that even my toddler could understand. The goal of account-based marketing is to invite the best people to join our party. You built a business or you are working with specific kinds of customers that get immense value from what you do. Don't invite everyone that you've ever met to join your party. Only invite those that you know will have the best time, that you'll enjoy hanging out with the most, and that will see and value what you are doing at your party. It's truly that simple. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you liked this, we're doing a ton more content just like it to break down account-based marketing programs so that you've got the step-by-step guide to implementing this for your own business. I invite you to like and subscribe and then share this with your boss so you guys can get aligned on exactly what you're trying to go and build as you head into the next quarter. Again, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys in the next one.